Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I talked with Dr. Tyler Shriver, the president of the new local chapter group, Blue River Quail Forever. Tyler has one main goal for this new group.
Our main goal is to bring back the habitat that once supported strong populations of quail and pheasant here in northeast Kansas. For many of us, those birds were a part of growing up. You hear coveys along hedgerows and a few pheasants crossing the road or in the ditch. Over the years, as some of the farming practices and natural cover and probably some predation as well, did so much changes to the wildlife habitat and stuff, and we saw some decreases in the overall sightings and quantity of pheasant and quail. Blue River Quail Forever chapter, we're focused on restoring the balance and creating small, manageable habitat projects that fit in with some of the working farms while supporting the wildlife, pollinators, and soil health even.
Tyler mentions by having good habitats, it could bring back tourist activities.
Restoring these species isn't just about some of the nostalgia and hunting. It's kind of also about rebuilding a healthy ecosystem. Quail and pheasant can kind of thrive in diverse landscapes with native grasses, forbs, and edge habitat. They also benefit pollinators, songbirds, some of the microbes, and even some of the deer really like that edge habitat as well. When we restore these habitats, we help the land hold more water, reduce some erosion, and potentially support some better crop productivity. It's a win for the wildlife, but also a win for kind of the farmers in the community. Also, if we have some good habitat, it can bring back some kind of tourist activities from some of the hunting opening weekends and stuff and try and get some more money and income to some of the small businesses around towns as well.
The Blue River Quail Forever has some priorities first.
Well, our first priority is to kind of get the chapter established. So we need to get some leadership members and people that are going to be involved in helping organize the chapter. We currently only have the president and treasurer positions filled, and so we need to get some of the other ones like habitat and youth and somebody to help set up banquets and events and really trying to get volunteers involved in the project and the setting up of the chapters, the first priority. And then after that, building up some plans for habitat solutions.
Also, the Blue River Quail Forever is working on a Project One Pass.
So this is a project that actually kind of me and my brother have been talking about for a couple of years now. And I kind of wanted to bring it forth to the chapter members and stuff and kind of see what they think. What the idea is, we're asking the farmers to leave just a 30-foot kind of one pass of their combine in native habitat along a road ditch or a hedgerow, or just one side of the field, and either allow some of the native grasses to come back up, or we may work on planting in some wildflower and pollinator kind of mixes, help bring back some of just that little bit of habitat without asking for a major acreage or production loss or switching a whole field to CRP or something.
This group will also help landowners.
Well, part of it's kind of plan to be hands-on, helping them if they're going to plant the seeds and getting the kind of strip prepared if we do the one pass project type idea, and then also trying to just work with the farmers and figure out what reasons they kind of made some of these changes over the years for the habitat and see if there's a way we can work with them to negate some of the habitat loss, probably the primary driving reason for the decrease in quail and pheasant populations. And so we're going to help them by providing hopefully some cost-sharing benefit type things if we do some of the Project One Pass ideas.
Tyler has some long-term visions for the habitats and for the Blue River Quail Forever group.
Long-term would be to see a lot more of the kind of road ditches or even the fence rows between fields with more habitat and seeing some of the birds running around in the open fields there in the winter, and to just keep building on the habitat around so that the bird populations increase over time. And our real dream is that one day, as like our kids and grandkids are growing up, they'll hear the quail calling at dusk and see pheasants along the edge of these corn and wheat fields, and as well as kind of restoring some of that land and the traditions that kind of go with smart farming and wildlife management practices that can be carried on in the future as like this is the normal way we do it.
I would like to thank Dr. Tyler Shriver for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.